Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah. Just to say,
and Catherine?
I've listened to talk radio shows since early 90s, since doing a night shift and a crappy job that I had when I was young. So I got introduced by somebody else to, what was it then? Talk radio with Caesar the Geezer.
Yes.
Do you remember that guy? Yeah,
yes.
Way, way back then.
Back in the
Ever since then, I've loved those things. And yours is, I'd say, the penultimate. You're really good, man.
It was kind of going well, although you ignored the co-host of this show, and I'm a co-host, she's a co-host. You ignored her, but...
Oh, we all need a lady, don't we? But I don't have one, so I'm not going to mention a lady.
Okay, it's going downhill quite a lot. You say the penultimate.
Yeah.
What's the ultimate?
The ultimate? Well, it'd be me presenting it, wouldn't it, instead of yourself?
Go fuck yourself. 0203 286 637 is the telephone number.
I haven't got a boring old man, so I'm not going to speak to one.
Well, you... Jet Town Friends with me, Ian Lee. That was creepy, wasn't it?
It was.
This is the joy of doing something like this, is we can tell people. Oh, hello, Tim. There's a real echo going on here, Tim. I don't know what you've got happening in the background there. There we go. It's gone.
Awesome. How are you?
Yeah.
So, my cousin who put me on to you guys and told me that you have an amazing show.
You want to complain about your cousin, do you? Right, okay.
So, this is her wedding invitation. And if you can guess her and her fiancé's names, I don't have to go.
Oh.
So can you please tell, can you really think hard and have a guess?
So this is your cousin?
This is my cousin's wedding invitation.
And is your cousin male or female?
My cousin's female.
And
so
is it, it's a heterosexual,
yeah.
So we're looking for a male name.
Saying they can't hear Tim.
They can. They're looking for a male name and a female name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I won't have to go.
Right. Are we allowed to ask questions about what age group are they?
They're my age. So
right.
That,
so we're talking
early 30s.
Right. So we're talking kind of Emma's and Claire's and Sarah's, that kind of vibe.
Well, 30s. Would you have a Kylie in there? Could you have a Kylie?
First initials, very good, but no, not Kylie. I mean, none of that.
Catherine?
No.
Caitlin?
Why don't you want to go to their wedding?
Katrina?
You can't wedding. The wedding will be off.
I'm trying to get the ratings up for you guys. I want to go to this. This is 5 minutes of quality broadcasting.
All right.
There is no wedding because it's COVID. There's no teeth.
No, it's been next year. It's next year.
Oh, it's next year.
Right.
Oh,
possibilities.
They'll have split up by then.
As you can see there.
At the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. In Guildford. Classic. 2019, they changed it.
Kerry.
Oh, it's close.
Kelly.
Very close.
Kelly.
I don't think he knows what Charlotte.
She's Kelly.
She's Kelly. Mm. Oh, you're Tim and Charlotte. Yeah. Right. So she's...
No, I'm Tim. Okay. There isn't a Charlotte
Kelly
anymore.
And...
Conway. Kelly and Conway. Matthew.
Simon.
No.
Give us the first letter.
First letter's N.
Nigel.
Neil.
But, yes. Well done.
Kelly and Neil.
Neil.
Does that mean you're out? And he spells it like that as well.
I know.
What is happening tonight?
I sent an anonymous Valentine card to a boy called Neil, and that's how they found me out. I spelled his name wrong.
What is going on? What is happening to the show tonight? Who are these people? What is going on? Thank you, Tim, I think.
Well,
I misunderstood that game totally. I thought we were supposed to guess the names that he was showing us.
No, I think you read those, don't you?
Hi, Catherine. It's
Hello,
Daniel. Mansfield.
Hey, Daniel.
Hey, I just want to say, I was a bit down last week. I do apologise.
Phone signal is crappy, Daniel.
Oh, is that better?
There we go.
Much.
Sorry about it. Last time I called, I was a bit down. I don't know if I dragged
you. If you're on speakerphone, if you're on speakerphone or Bluetooth, I will drive to Mansfield. I'll have a kip at Watco's house. Then I'll wake up in the morning, fresh-faced, and I'll come and punch you in the nose.
Is that better?
Were you on Bluetooth or speakerphone?
No, not at all.
How come it's... What did you do? What did you do just then to make it significantly better?
I'm facing out the window, looking at a rainy Mansfield.
He opened the window. Oh, he faced the window. Why did that work?
I don't know, but my forehead is on the window.
He's making connection. He's earthing himself with the universe.
That's what's
that
going
is
on.
Actually great for your chakras.
That's what's going on.
All right, yeah, go on.
If I did say that I was down with the tech, then I do apologise. I did go through a rough patch, but I'm doing a lot better this time.
Good.
Oh
God, no! You told us. No. It was your sister, wasn't it? Her birthday had just gone. Was it? It was your sister, wasn't it?
Mm. It was. Yes.
Yeah. No. Oh, mate. No. We were. Catherine and I, and I'm sure a lot of the chat felt privileged and honoured that you chose to share something so intimate with us. So you don't have to apologise for that at all, man. I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, and I'm pleased you've got your sound fixed as well from this morning, Ian, because I was trying to help you so much and it was so hard.
It's frustrating, isn't it? But by the way, if I shouted at you, it's all a little bit of theatre. Please don't take it personally.
No, Ian, I know it's theatre. I know.
Stop crying and man up, you baby.
If I really had annoyed you, then I'd understand, but I haven't yet.
No, not at all. Everyone was very helpful today, but I like shouting at stuff and I like working.
I know you do.
Thank you, Daniel.
It's what you do best. Cheers, Ian. Cheers, Kevin. Have a great show.
Bye. Shouting's what you do best. Gosh, I think he was trying to be complimentary.
You know what? I'm going to take that. We missed a call here. No, hang on a minute. Let's take this one.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to speak to Kath for a second, if that's okay.
Oh, hi. How come you don't want to speak to my co-host?
Well, I wanted to balance out that call from earlier, so just speak to Kath, if that's okay.
Please do.
Kath, good news. Emily in Paris has been renewed for a second series.
Oh, God.
But that Netflix have done a tweet about the pronunciation.
Apparently it's Emily in Paris.
There we go. That's dumb, isn't it? I mean, what will they think of next?
I tried to watch it, Gatford. You know what I'm like. I've got a very high shite threshold, but even that... No.
My mum likes it, and it's loosely kind of based on a bit of you and a bit of Ian, really, because there's someone who pretends to be an advertising expert.
Something is not right. Oh.
Sorry, hang on.
You're right, something's not right.
I nearly got us $2,500, I think, from a scammer to advertise something. We don't charge any... I should keep quiet, because they might be watching now. But this company got in touch saying, Ian, really enjoy your stream. You'd be great for advertising this product. I think it was genuine, actually.
We get quite a lot of those, don't we?
We get a lot of, yeah. But I think this one was genuine. So I said, all right. And he said, right, we would like to do this, this and this, and we would like to pay. He said, but we have no fixed fee. I said, all right, well, for a month's worth of advertising, it will be £5,000. It's not, if you want as much. It's not. I just wasn't any. And by the way, why did you? What part of my stream did you like so much? Anyway, we came up with a deal. We kind of got close to a deal. we kind of got close to doing. I kept saying, so what part of my stream did you like? And he didn't reply. But I do think it's a genuine thing. It's to advertise VPN.
Perhaps he likes your singing, but he's a bit embarrassed to say it.
Could be. Go on, finish that joke, Gap. Finish that dig, Gapford. Go on, do it.
No, I'm not going to...
Get lost. We don't charge that much for advertising. Well, we do. It depends. I hope he's not watching tonight. But these... Oh, JPU Records? You're shitting me.
They're real.
I don't know if Tom is in the chat. He's probably got bored of this nonsense now, thinking, oh, man, I'm stuck with this rubbish for a month. Yeah, you are. JPU Records, absolutely fab. Absolutely fab record company. They have got... I need to get this graphic. I'll grab that a bit later on because I know he sent it to us. They've got Happy Kids Xmas. So I'm stuck with this rubbish for a month, he says. Happy Kids Xmas. I'll get the cover and put it up for the next thing. It's brilliant. It's 25 Japanese Christmas songs sung in Japanese. Some you'll know. Some are kind of new. But most of them you'll know. It is an absolute joy. Right, it is an absolute joy. You're going to get 10% off. Let me put the link in the chat. Yeah, of course you can listen to it on Spotify, but really,
why would you?
Let's pick a song from the album. Catherine, pick a number between 1 and 25.
Oh,
no, looky lookies.
15.
No, 15. We have 15 yesterday.
Oh,
that was our friends.
Well, 17.
17. Oh, here we go. This is going to be great. They're all great. Here we go. So this is track 17. Here we go. Isn't it brilliant?
I don't even know what they're singing and I'm well enough.
Isn't it great? Grandma, we love you. Could be. Imagine that, right? Well, Christmas dinner's being cooked, and but you know, well, say people are coming round. I suppose you might be able to have a couple of people come around. It's just a joy.
Yeah.
Can we turn the telly off just for half an hour and put on this CD, please? Just for half an hour. We can put it back on later, but just give us a break. It's an absolute joy. It is a delight.
Did I see that they've got the Christmas song? Is that the Nat King Cole jobby?
Which one? Where?
It was on after that.
We will do it. We'll do that in the next hour. We can't spoil these people too much, dear listener. The link is in the chat. JPU Records is the place to go to, and it's a joy. Use the code TLNA. You get 10% off. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors.
Yeah.
Talk to me about these bad boys.
If you're getting divorced, hard times, they will not make it any tougher. They're nice people. They care about the future of your family, and they want to make sure that regardless of what's gone on between you two as a couple, you've got kind of, you know, decent foundations to take things on in separate households, but still as a family after the divorce is over. So they will not create any more drama. Give them a shout, have a conversation with them, talk prices and stuff like that. They are very straightforward. And like I say, they will not kind of whip things up. And that's what people worry about, isn't it?
Zep Captain says, what do the points next to where we chat do? They just cause problems between us and one of the mods. That's all they do.
One of the mods is very hot on them.
Poseidon Safety Management. I think we're coming to the end this week. I'll email Nick to see if he wants to carry on, or maybe he will want a break. We don't mind. We've been thrilled to mention their name every night for ages. We love Poseidon. Trident tested. They've got a dog called Zeus.
But they're all good boys and girls, each and every one.
Cornwall and Devon. Devon and Cornwall, the D and the C are a lot safer. Let's move on. The D and the C. Abbeycare.co.uk. We'll have a little look at their website again later on. This is great because this is a big, legit... That makes all the other companies are small and illegitimate. This is a big, legit kind of residential rehab recovery centre.
Yeah.
And what they do is important. They're based in Glasgow and Gloucester. They've got 15 years of working in the recovery field. It ain't cheap. But it works if you want it to work. This is the thing. No one can make you clean. One of their mods is kicking off. It's getting very tense in the chat. But if you're ready and you want to take the first steps, places like this are great. I didn't get clean in a rehab center, recovery clinic, whatever you want to call it. But I certainly considered it. And it is an option if it all goes tits up this time around. I am 24 days clean today from drugs, which is great. And what is great as well is, you know, the team that have got in touch with us about this, they've kind of been chatting to me and stuff as well. It's been really, really helpful. They're good people. They're good people. Abbey Care Group, they are good people. Go to abbeycare.co.uk, use the code TLNA, or just mention us to them, and you'll get 25% off. So also with all of our sponsors, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You might not need them now. You might not need them for 2 or 3 years. Keep them all locked up in here, because at some point you might do, or you might be in a having a chat with someone. And you go, oh no, I know. GELaw.co.uk can help you out of that, or you know, who knows? But just keep them stored up here. I think a lot of this is not necessarily, you know, we ain't going to sell many divorces and many beds in a recovery clinic, but we might sell quite a few CDs, and I know we sold a lot of copies of Viz. But it's also about raising brand awareness. This is the future, man. This is the future. Radio advertising is dead. It is dead. There is no money in it at all. But this is why on talk radio, all of the ads was spillovers. Hardly anyone paid for ads on talk radio. There were spillovers from talk sport because no one wanted to pay money for it, because there is no kind of, there is no real proof that it works anymore. It's all so, unless you got, you know, you're on the James O'Brien show or something. Mm-hmm. There's no real evidence that it works anymore. TV advertising is in the doldrums. As someone that does voiceovers for these things, there ain't no money in it. This is the future. This is the future. So thank you to all our sponsors. If you want to advertise on this channel or sponsor this channel, latenightalternative@gmail.com, ignore the numbers I mentioned earlier. They're just for, you know, it's hundreds as opposed to thousands. It's the low hundreds. You'd be surprised how cheap you could get a week for. And we do a deal for a month, and you book a month, and we'll save you a few quid as well. So it's all groovy. Let me just add this while I think on it. I've got the cover. So let me just add this, the cover for this album, because it is Miss of Joy and Uxmas cover. It is a joy. I like kind of, when we've got someone for a month, I like to kind of tease it out for a bit, you know, just take your time. Where is it? Is it there? Should be in. Where did you go? Where did you go? It's that. Where would you save? Save image as. It's gone to desktop. It's gone to my desktop. There we go. So it is.
There it is.
There. Look at that, man. Look at that. Transform fit to screen. That's the cover. I mean, just why would you not want that in your life? Why would you not want that? Isn't that wicked? All right, we'll talk more about them later on, and we'll play another song a little bit later on. 0203 2866370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Have we missed any calls? No, we haven't. So you can give us a call. Arigato gozaimasu. You don't get that with the downloads, David. You do not get that with the downloads. You probably get a JPEG of it with the downloads, but you don't get that with the. There we go. Hello, Ryan. Let's do it. Let's get straight into it.
Hello. Good evening.
Let's get straight into it. Let's do this.
Okay, I have a song.
Okay, let's do it.
It's called "Oh Little Chickens."
Okay. It's not Spooky Scary Skeletons, is it?
It's not racist. It's nothing inappropriate. It's just about chickens. Feel free to join in and feel free to laugh.
Okay.
It's called, "Oh, little chicken, do you weep? Do you weep when I eat a sheep? Do you weep? Oh, little chicken, I eat chicken. I eat chicken. When I eat chickens, I eat chicken." There you go.
Is that an original hit, or is that someone else's song that you've adapted?
Someone else's song.
Wow.
Jeez.
thought that was for sure.
It's Wednesday. Room. James just called in. It was his
ringing back.
It's his hearing tonight.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
We're speaking.
You're supposed to say hello when you answer the phone. That's the way it works.
Hello, is it me you're looking
Don't
for?
Get angry with the caller for not speaking. The receiver is supposed to be the person that initiates the speak. I know it sounds weird because the person's dialed, but it's the other person who initiates.
Yeah.
Mushy, mushy.
Hello. You don't like how well, I used to say hello?
Whenever I find him, goes, hello? Like that. Hello?
Yeah, you told me off for doing that.
Yeah, stupid. What? Yes. James, how did tonight go?
Oh, me. Well, I've been sacked. And like I expected it coming, but the chief exec wasn't too happy about it. He said it was. I could tell. I've never met him before. But you know when you sit down with someone and just when they speak and you look them in the eyes, you can just tell that they're a good person. Do you know what I mean? He's a kind guy. And he tried to find a way around it. He took half hour to make the decision. But there was no way around it. So yeah, we've both been let go.
Oh, both of you.
Yeah, and they've actually come across, it came out in the statements, but there's a bit of a culture at work of a lot of the guys doing this and they've said they're taking it very seriously and they're doing a lot more. There's a lot of changes to come, apparently, with the workplace. But yeah, I got laid off. And then HR woman came to me at the end and said, if she wants, she can put me in touch with some agencies and get the ball rolling to get me another job somewhere else.
Hey, that's not bad.
They didn't want it. They didn't want to let me go. They were just, the hands were tied once I punched someone. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Wish your hands had been tied.
Yeah. It's just.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's just. I feel like, to be honest, I feel quite vulnerable. I think later on tonight, as I go to bed, that's when I'm going to get. I'm already getting them, but that's when I'm going to get drug cravings massively. I've got no job. I'm on lockdown. Got a bit of money in the bank. Not a good combination.
It's not a great combination. And yeah, but how are you? But so you're talking about how you might feel later on. How are you feeling now, this very second?
I don't know, but like I feel bad for the other lad losing his job because if they're going to get rid of me for hitting him, I know he's done all that, but he didn't have to make us both jobless. And then also, I'm angry at myself that I can't just hate him. It's still sinking in a bit, but
yeah.
I feel, you know, when you've got tears behind your eyes, and it's not over the job and that, it's just, I really feel bad that I put that guy, the CEO, in such a bad position. He didn't want to sack me, and it's not nice for anyone to do, and I just felt bad that I've created this, and the job's been good to me, and I phoned it in the face, really. I know I was pushed to it, and I've got my defence, but no excuses.
What can you learn from this experience? Because what I'm hearing is you're a good man who made quite a big mistake, but you made a mistake. But I can hear that you're a good man. And I just wonder what you're going to, if there's, but may, and it may be too soon because it only happened a little while ago, but if what you think you might be able to take away from this. Because you've got, I would suggest that it's a shitty situation, probably the right decision, yeah. You know, who knows, but it's the decision that's been made. So you have to try and grab as many positives out of this as one can. And there are some positives in it.
Well, what positives can you think of?
I can think of the fact that it proves to me that you are a very good soul.
Okay.
I can think of the positive that if what you're saying is to be believed, he didn't want to let you go. The positive that HR could have quite easily turned their back on you at the end of that and said, all right, well, there's the door. Let's have your pass. And instead said, well, I can put you in touch with some agencies. Mm. It is not as negative. It's not a great story. But there are some little nuggets of gold in this big heap of shit.
I think I'm gonna have a lot of time to reflect over lockdown. I do need to get some learning from it. I think if I'm in that situation again and someone touching me and acting a goat, I don't know what I can do differently.
You can ask them to stop.
Here's what you do differently in future. You speak to your manager the way you did before. That was absolutely correct. You get it in writing. Yeah. You get
that's
it in
it.
Writing.
That's a trick. Because a conversation can just be taken as, he's just venting to me. But actually, once it's written down, they have to do something with that.
Exactly. I was in a situation once at work where they were putting pressure on me to take a job I did not want, right? And they were kind of threatening me, but it was always in corridor conversations as I walked from one place to another. It only stopped when I sent an email saying, just want to say once and for all, this is not something I'm interested in. I appreciate the opportunity, but then it stopped because it's written down.
I don't know what the difference. Why do people react differently to something written than?
Because it's
evidence.
On record.
It's evidence. It's on record. It means, you know, if you tell a boss, this guy touched me, and then you tell him three times and then you make a complaint to his boss, and say, well, I told my boss about it. And the boss goes, no, you didn't.
I didn't understand how serious it was.
Well, just denies it. But if it's written down.
Paper trail.
It's the paper trail, man. Exactly.
And they know it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, you've been a good listening ear through these unusual events. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, guys.
What are your thoughts about how you're going to get through tonight?
I did this before I went into a meeting. I've not done it for a while. I just prayed. I was just like, God, I need something. I'm going to have to do that tonight. I'm going to clear some space and do some push-ups and stuff and try and get the blood flowing.
There'll be a meeting starting in 20... There'll be an online NA meeting starting in 20 minutes.
Well, we talked about that, didn't we? I could look at that. My dealer goes off at 10, so there's not what I can do after 10 anyway. So that'll get me through the night. That meeting, I could do that, yeah.
But you've got the time now to dedicate to it.
I did two meetings today. It was great. I did one in like Texas and one in.
You were leading one, weren't you? Chairing one.
I'm not doing that yet. That's not been sorted out yet. That'll be soon. But I did two meetings and it was because I've been feeling like shit today. But something to do.
Yeah.
Hang in there,
man. Guys. You're keeping me going. Cheers, guys. Appreciate it.
Stay safe, man. Thank you. Give us a call. Give us a call later on as well if you get itchy. 0203 286 6370 is the old telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'll be very welcome. What a world, isn't it?
Yeah, what a shame. What a shame.
We've had a lot of calls tonight. We have more calls than we normally get. We've had 10 calls.
Yeah.
10 calls.
Also, it's Wednesday and I've only got 2 unban requests.
We need to ban some more people.
Either that or we've managed to sort the wheat from the chaff.
Oh, look, here we go. Ian Lee's daytime friends. Look at Jeff, isn't he good? He's done it green screen though. Oh, that will work. That will work. Thank you, Jeff. You're a good man. Any good? Yeah, of course it's good.
He knows. Jeff knows.
I'm feeling a bit flat at the moment. I don't want to keep talking about Well, I don't know. I don't know what to say. What do you want to talk about? It's all a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. After a sort of flurry of positivity over the weekend, it's kind of doesn't feel any different, does it? We've got a call coming.
Oh, go on. You take this while I do a little bit of the old business. Oh, everyone, hang on. Give him a call back.
Pop AZ does know, he says in the chat.
He does know. He's the best.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, caller. Who's that?
It's Gary.
All right, Gary, what's going on?
I tell you what, right, I've been addicted to talk radio for 35 years. 35 years I've been listening to radio overnight, and now I just can't. So I'm glad people like you are on this, because you're saving me life. 35 years of listening to something. Obviously various stations. Well, yeah. Two, isn't it? Two, three.
Give us a flavour of who you were listening to.
Oh, well, like the guy earlier, Caesar the Geese. All of them.
Yeah.
All of them. All of them. Oh, 35 years. And now I don't listen to any of it, because it's just... So... And that kiddie who took over from the 1 o'clock slot on talk radio, I lasted about a week with him before. I just thought, I can't... I don't know his name, but 1 o'clock slot.
Daryl.
After you.
Here's
Daryl's
the thing.
Daryl's a good one.
Daryl's a good man. He's the only decent...
I'm sure he is, but he's no good on the radio. No, not for me, anyway.
No. He may not be your taste, but he is. He's good.
I think he's really good.
How old is he then? He sounded like 12 to me.
What if he were 12?
He's up too late. He should be.
Do you realise that that's going to... The older you get, the more that's going to happen, of course, if radio is...
How old
is he?
I don't know how old I am.
It's funny.
You don't know how old I am.
You've been listening to the radio for 35
years.
You're
56.
Yeah, I might be 38.
You're 56, right?
No, not quite.
Go on, 52.
54 in a couple of weeks.
54 is 2 years out. I'm back in the game. But it's interesting you picked out the one presenter on there that is vaguely left of centre. Because I thought you were going to say you weren't listening to it anymore because it's full of extreme right-wing hate.
It's just too much politics, I think, was really...
It's interesting you picked the one lefty on there as opposed to all the righties.
I just didn't like him. He sounded like a little kid to me. I didn't really know what he was talking about.
Well, here's the thing. He does. I would suggest that when you say he didn't know what he was talking about, you just disagreed with him.
Yeah, quite possibly, yeah.
Well, then there you go. So maybe. Well, that's different. But let's focus on one thing at a time. You said he didn't know what he was talking about. I suggest you said that you've just agreed that it's because you disagree with him. Could it be that you don't know what you're talking about?
Well, I know what I know.
No, that's not the question. I'll try it again. Could it be that
I didn't ring up to be psychoanalyzed?
Could it be?
I'm just interested why you're so. I'm just saying.
Hello?
Yeah. Is it only old men you listen to in respect?
No, because I like Vanessa Phelps.
I don't know how to respond to that information. I like Vanessa Phelps as well. She's nice. We're being defensive because you've been rude about our friend. So that's why we're being defensive. And also, I think your points...
Hang on a minute. You're labouring the fact that I mentioned him, not me.
Well, no, you're the... He's the one...
All I'm saying
he's
is...
The one,
all I'm
he's
saying
the
is
one,
after 35
he's
years
the
one,
the radio, he's the one that you...
I'm not
he's
doing
the
it
one,
anymore, and
he's the one... They can't hear you when I'm talking. He's
and
the one...
The reason why I wrote...
He's,
I can tell what kind of radio you've been listening to.
He's gone for a minute. Let's let him get on.
We're still going.
He's still going. No one can hear you. Your microphone's off. Your microphone's off.
Yeah, he's been listening to
your microphone's off. We are defending a friend of ours.
My microphone. I don't want you to defend your friend.
Well, fuck off then. Fuck off then. Jesus Christ.
Right, I don't mind having a chat with someone, and sometimes it gets robust. But don't do that trick of I'm going to carry on talking until you stop talking. It doesn't work.
Here's the thing. You can be critical. I thought your criticism was unfair. He's a friend of ours. And you're saying, well, you're the one that's labouring it. I'm not. He's the one presenter that you singled out. So you can enjoy the show, but please don't get so angry and so upset when we defend a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And question the fact that maybe you're not as bright as you think you are.
I thought you knew our conversation worked if you listened to the radio for 35 years.
I'm calling him back. I don't want to call him back. Let me put him down. What was his name?
Don't think he said, did he?
Talk Radio Man. Okay, right, okay.
Okay, we got him.
And we got ourselves a convoy. Let's, Matty, can we clip that and we'll put that up as a... Let's make that go viral. Let's make that go viral.
Advis 1977. He sounded totally fine.
Well, you didn't hear. When we turned his microphone off, he was going on and on for ages and ages and ages. Hello, Lisa. Oh, Lisa. No, okay. Our friend's calling back. Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
See you again.
Yes. Are we going to have a conversation or are you going to do a monologue?
Yeah, but you can't just not let me speak.
We can. It's not the radio. Ooh. Bugger off.
What a one. Do what a one.
This is the thing, right? He's been listening for 35 years. He thinks he knows how to do it.
No. If you want to try again, you can try again. But I'll have a conversation. I won't have a monologue.
So don't tell us what we're allowed to do.
Do you want to have a conversation or do you want to do your monologue?
Well, I want to do what
can
I
you
want
answer
to do.
The, can you answer the question? Can you answer the
go
question?
On, go on then.
Do,
go
you,
on,
do I need to ask it a third time?
Well, I don't understand the question. What do you mean?
I know it's a difficult question and I get it.
I
do
you,
you want do you want
conversation
do you want I do I yes I want people to have a conversation, not a monologue.
Well, go on then, I'll
shut
give you a shot.
Right, so you want to, you'll have a conversation with me and you won't go off and do your little soliloquy.
I'll have to look that word up.
Okay, it means a long speech, a long boring speech that no one gives a shit about. So will you have a conversation with me?
I'll try, yes.
Right.
Yeah,
you.
I don't want to go viral, though. Can't do that to me.
You were very rude about a friend of ours.
God, all I said was he was boring.
That's not all you said, but that's also rude.
What did I say then?
You said he was too young. He does. He sounds like he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he was boring.
I'm entitled to my opinion, ain't I?
Yeah, but shut up for a minute and listen. You were very rude about a friend of ours, so it would be expected for us to defend him.
Right, yeah, but I didn't mean up to talk about him.
But you did talk about him. He was the one...
I mentioned him.
He was the one... Him. Please shut up. He was the one presenter at Talk Radio that you named. He also happens to be the only
I
one...
I didn't
that
name
is,
him, did I?
Because you're too rude.
I don't know his name.
You're too rude to know...
You're not fair about.
You're too rude to know the names of the people that you're calling up about, right? You singles.
About a week.
Shut up! What a horrible, rude man you are! Go back to Talk Radio. We don't want you here. You singled him out. He is a friend of ours. He also happens to be the only presenter on that station that is left of centre, and that to me says a lot about you.
Well, you can think
George,
whatever you want.
George, you're a fanny.
Boring.
Okay, can you stop being rude about my friend, please?
Either place.
Could you stop being rude about my friend, please?
He replaced...
Could you stop being rude about my friend,
Paul
please?
Paul Ross, didn't he? He replaced
Could you stop
Paul
being
Ross,
rude
he?
About my friend, please?
He replaced
Could
Paul
you
Ross,
stop being
he?
Rude about my friend, please?
I have. I'm just saying, he replaced Paul Ross,
So
didn't
what?
He?
Who cares?
Do you think he rang up
well,
and
Paul
said,
Ross
I want Paul
funny,
Ross's...
Isn't he?
Well, wait a minute. Do
is
know,
he, though?
Do you know how jobs work?
I think so, yeah.
Hello? Do you know how jobs work?
Jobs.
Yeah. So
I suspect not.
So Paul Ross.
What's that mean? What
Paul
that
Ross
mean?
Is given a different job and someone else is offered a job. Daryl Morris did not ring up and say, I want Paul Ross's job and here's why I'm better. So why are you taking it so
yeah,
personally?
But when,
Paul
when,
didn't.
But when you tune in to a station to listen to Paul Ross, say.
Yeah.
And then he's replaced by somebody who's going to go on about
Don't
politics.
Be rude about my... If you're rude about my friend again...
I'm not being rude.
But you,
you're the one who's labouring it, not me.
You're the one... No, listen. He's the only presenter that you mentioned specifically?
Yeah, because I wanted to listen to someone funny. That's why we listened.
So you turned. You stopped listening to talk radio because of a show that's on at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You're a fucking idiot.
And Paul Rossi, by the way, Paul Rossi's excellent. Yeah. I just realised, is he? That sounded rude. Paul Rossi's great, but that's, you know, what do you want? You want to have silence?
But also, we get listened again these days. It's not like the olden days when it was on and then it was off and that was the end of the story. If you love Paul Ross so much, you can find him on talk radio. You can listen again. You can listen to Paul Ross FM all day long. Just don't be an arse to our mate.
I'm going to highlight those clips and I'm going to put them together in a lovely clip and upload it to YouTube. We're going to go viral. Let's try again. Hello, Lisa Marie. Hello. Nope, that's not working. Right. 0232866370 is the telephone number. Have you seen this? This is one of my favourite. We're going to talk Beatles.
Oh, good.
In a minute. We've got a few minutes yet, but I want to show you one of my favourite. By the way, I love being able to swear at people that are getting on my nerves. I love it. We used to do it sometimes on the radio and then press the dump button. It's very, and I got told off for doing it, so we had to stop it. But YouTube, I think I've shown you this before. This is, here we go. This is great. I love this, man.
Hey, with a monkey, people say we're monkey around. But we're too busy singing to pull anybody down.
Nice, isn't it? It's got like that. I like that.
Yeah.
0203-286-6370 is the telephone number. How do I get out of this? Are we stuck in here? And we go there and we go there. Yeah, okay. Well, we've had some good calls tonight. It's been feisty. Thank you for the subs. Let's do the subs. Thank you, RCHRDS, for the subs. Thank you, Chris, for the subs. Thank you, Burly Turtle, for the bits. Thank you, Musto99 for the sub, John Harbour91. You to this, thank you for the
Die
host.
Hard,
well
1969.
Done.
1969, thank you.
Not a Jockey, thank you for the sub.
Lando Stew.
Blues Noodler, Wimbledon Paul, and that may be it. Thanking you.
Appreciate it.
Let's just try this call. Hello.
Hi, Lulu.
Hiya. Oh, I'll turn that off.
Turn it off.
It's my birthday.
Just whistled?
She's got some sailors in.
That's my cockatiel. She's gone nuts. I promised myself I'd ring you up on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How's it going in lockdown? I had a lockdown birthday.
It's been a... I don't know, because I've been doing this poppy project around Bletchley.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've been doing it all through lockdown and decided to... Well, I've got a little voice in my head, not that I'm schizophrenic, and I was making the poppies, as I did 2 years ago, and this little voice said, remember me by name. So I did loads of research, found all the names, put them on the card with the poppy with hashtag remember me and put a bit of information in and placed them all over the place and it's blown up. It was beautiful. I can't tell you.
You said you've been leaving bombs around and they
blew
up.
With notes on.
They blew up. That's a bit tasteless.
Well.
All things considered, Lulu. Naughty Lulu. Naughty Lulus.
I'm ever so sorry. I've had half a thimble full of wine tonight.
There we go.
Oh, she's anybody's.
Now we got the truth.
So it's just been really lovely. So I've been doing that for the past few months now, and it came to an end today. But I'm really, I don't know, it was such a lovely thing to do, and quite a few people have taken up the idea, and they're going to do it in their part of the country. So, I'm chuffed a bit.
Good for you. Well done. And that, it feels nice, isn't it, when you do something that has you can show has had an impact?
Oh, what I'll do is try and tag you in a few of the photos. It was the children that were finding them and the things that the kids were saying, and they were having discussions with mum and dad. And there was this lovely one, and the chappie was called Harry Day, and it had got blown away in the wind, this card, and someone picked it up and took it home to the daughter, and were explaining about Armistice Day. And she woke up this morning and she said, it's Harry's day.
Oh, isn't it?
And isn't it? The mum and dad said, it's Harry's day and it's everybody else's day, and explained it all. But I thought, oh, the kids have just been fantastic. So I feel like I've contributed a tiny bit this year. So
well done.
Thank you.
Well done. That's lovely. That's really so lovely. Good.
Are you two all right?
Both a bit flat, I think, Lulu. You know, it's both a bit flat. I think as a lot of people are, because it's just relentless. I spent nearly all day in bed today. I got up, did a meeting, did a little bit of pottering around online, and then I just went back to bed for about 4 or 5 hours, because what else is there to do?
Sometimes you've got to do it to look after yourself.
Yeah, you have. You have. You have.
And how's Kath doing with your paintings?
I haven't done any painting this week because my... I'm a bit busy at home at the moment, but I actually have got one brewing, I think. I feel like doing one. Maybe I'll do
You've
one tomorrow.
What?
A painting brewing. I do it when I get the urge, you know what I mean? I can't make myself. If I make myself, they end up rubbish. But I think I've got one brewing.
Yeah, yeah, we've had that conversation before, haven't we?
Yeah, so, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, do it when you're ready, girl.
I will do. Thank you very much, Lulu. It's so nice to hear from you.
Take care. Thank Enjoy you. The rest of your birthday. Go and have another thimble full of wine.
I've Send her over the edge.
To you both, anyway.
Tatty bye. Tatty bye. Bye.
You have been listening to a Rabbit Hole production. Boing!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.